This is Senator Bob Dole. Terrorism has raised its ugly head again. In a moment, I'll ask Ted Kennedy if he's ready to get serious with these international outlaws as we face off. Ted, civilians are falling victim to terror once again. Cold, calculated assaults on innocent men, women, and children. The airport in Karachi, a synagogue in Istanbul, and the city of Paris are the latest battlefronts. There are no simple answers, but we can do something we're not doing. First on the list is to pass my Anti-Terrorism Act. My bill would free the president to pursue terrorists wherever they may hide, without the delay and distraction of getting clearance from 535 so-called experts in Congress. Timing is critical in attacking terrorists, Ted. Let's face it. Cumbersome consultation with Congress make it tough to respond to an emergency. And terror is an emergency that demands action.
Bob, there's a huge difference between cutting through red tape and cutting corners on the Constitution. And your shoot-from-the-hip bill to tamper with the War Powers Act falls on the wrong side of the line. President Reagan had overwhelming support for his military action against Libya, but that doesn't mean that the Senate and the House of Representatives should give this president or any other president carte blanche to send American forces into combat. Even your Republican allies have deserted you on this one, Bob. The White House has refused to go along with your scheme to undermine the War Powers Act, and the Republican chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee has no interest in modifying it either. Your bill would even let the president order assassinations, Bob, and that's wrong. Let's deal with the problem of terrorism, but let's do it without resorting to the tactics of the terrorists. This is Ted Kennedy. Bob Dole and I will face off next on the new wave of oppression by the Pinochet dictatorship in Chile. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.